Why a human rights-based approach to contraceptive information and services? What is the value added of adopting the human rights-based approach in the context of contraceptive services? The human rights-based approach provides an overall framework and a set of universal values, for example equality, non-discrimination, participation and accountability, on which to base contraceptive services. The principle of equality enshrined in a human rights-based approach calls for a focus on the most vulnerable and marginalized sections of society, and makes it obligatory to ensure reaching the difficult-to-reach sections of the population. Attention to gender equality follows from the principle of non-discrimination that a human rights-based approach stands for. The principle of participation requires that people participate meaningfully in decisions about contraceptive policies and programs. The accountability principle guarantees the availability to clients/users of program of redress mechanisms for grievances and rights violations. Note reference 13. The cost of not adopting the human rights-based approach in the provision of contraceptive information and services could be high. For example, it may result in lack of attention to less powerful or poorly resourced groups, low-income groups, young people, single women, persons with different sexualities. This would influence the program's ability to reduce unmet need. Worse still, the consequences for the underserved group could be unwanted pregnancies ending in poor pregnancy outcomes or unsafe abortions. When human rights are not the guiding principle for program planning, programs may focus exclusively on achieving fertility reduction, contributing inadvertently to inadequate importance to quality of care in service delivery settings. The consequence may be avoidable reproductive morbidity, including the threat of HIV infection and a poor image and low acceptability for contraceptive services. Providers who are not aware of the need for maintaining client confidentiality may inadvertently disclose to the husband contraceptive use by his wife. In the case of women experiencing gender-based violence, this could seriously threaten their safety and security. For these and many other such reasons, ensuring human rights in the provision of contraceptive information and services is not only an added value to an efficient program, but a moral imperative. Page 18. Page 19.